Well, you mentioned something about a script. You can get almost anyone connected to your iTeleCenter message. Look at your website. Maybe we should role play that script now.
I was hoping you wouldn't remember that I said that.
Thank you, Work.
Hey. All right, now, folks, Jimmy and I have rehearsed this several times because the introduction for Jimmy is very complicated. Jimmy, let me go over that with you again. Just pretend the people aren't listening here. Now, remember, I'm going to say ring, ring, and then you say hello.
Okay. With me? Okay, I think I'm ready for that one.
All right, now, I'm going to put the script on the screen. Let me make sure that you can see the whole script. And now I'm probably going to say something else that'll rub some shoulders. But I'm going to tell you, the best telephone sales trainers, all the ones that I've talked to, all the books that I've read, and I've read at least a dozen, they all agree on using scripts, no matter how long you've been doing something, because it keeps you on the right track. It keeps you on the right train of thought. Sometimes just changing one or two words can be the difference between success or failure, kind of like the difference between lightning and lightning bug. Almost the same, but completely different. Anyway, the script is on the screen. Everybody should be able to say it. Gosh, Jimmy, I'm just noticing in the chat room that some people still can't hear anything, and I already typed in there. Let me move it back up. Okay.
I'm not seeing your chat. You're saying some people are not hearing the...
Yeah, well, what I've got it there where the U at all, if you have no sound, dial the conference line. Now, I'm just going to leave that up there. There's no point in me saying it again because they can't hear me. But these are people that are trying to get in via the VoIP system. All right, Jimmy, let's get going on this. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jimmy?
Yes, it is. Can I just call him, please?
Yeah, Jimmy, this is Rich Hendon calling.
Hey, hold on, Rich. How do you have my name?
How did I have your name?
Yeah, we usually, I know I always get the iTeleCenter message, gives me the phone number and state and stuff like this. You called me by your name, didn't you? By my name, rather, not your name, by my name.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So what you're saying is, let's see, you get this email from my iTeleCenter. It has the person's phone number right here, and then you're calling them up and kind of going, blah, 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 who am I asking for?
Well, kind of like that.
Okay, all right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, whenever we load leads into your auto dialer, we also send you a lead file. And that lead file has got a lot of good information in it, including the lead's name. And we sort the lead file numerically by phone number just so that you can find their name very, very quickly. So what I recommend is when you get this, I'm trying to get rid of the blue here. There we go. When you get this email message and you see that it came from, in this particular example, 941347, et cetera, et cetera, open up the lead file that you're dialing from. Yes, I was ready for this question. You can see here that we've got the person's name. I'm going to wind that a little bit more. We have their phone number. A lot of these leads even have the email address. We have the name of the company that they're presently working with, and that can help you with small talk. We have the website address where we found their name and phone number, and then we even have their state or province. You can say things, oh, what part of Manitoba are you in? You know, it just kind of helps with small talk. But these are sorted by phone number in numerical order. Now, what phone number am I looking for, Jimmy? Starts with 941?
941347 or something like that.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to scroll down here to 941. Okay, and then I'm looking for 347. 347-3113. Right?
That's it.
Jimmy Dean. Now, if I hadn't been talking and explaining, that would have taken about 20 seconds. 20 seconds so that I can say, hi, is this Jimmy? Instead of, well, I can't even imagine calling someone without knowing their name. So that's how I do it, and that's what I recommend. Okie doke?
Yeah, I think that could help quite a bit, to tell you the truth. Okay. A lot more personalization to it.
Let me take a little guzzle of water here. And let's try this again. Put the script back on the screen. Move this out of the way. Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jimmy?
Yes, it is.
Ah, oh, great, Jimmy. This is Rich Henman calling. Hey, I noticed you were listening to my pre-recorded message about getting cash to your door, but you didn't have a chance to hear all of it, and I just wanted to call to thank you for listening. And, Jimmy, I also wanted to know if I could ask you a very quick but important question. Jimmy, would that be okay, please?
Yeah, I've got a little bit of time.
Thank you. Well, you know, I talk to people every day, and they tell me that the number one concern on their mind is their complete lack of control over their financial future. They're scared to death about the economy. We all know somebody who's lost their job. Jimmy, from time to time, do those thoughts cross your mind, too?
Sure do.
I figured if you had a pulse and lived in America, you would say yes. And when I was really concerned about my future, fortunately, I was dialed by someone else the same way that my system called you a few minutes ago. And then when they called me on the phone, Jimmy, they asked me to go to a website to get some information that would change my life. And I thought, geez, if I had a dollar for every time I've heard that. But they were gently persistent professionals, so I did go to their site, and I got to tell you, nothing's been the same since. Now, I'm almost done. Just bear with me. Jimmy, this program is certainly not for everybody, and it may very well not be for you. But if you are really looking for a way to take back control of your financial security, I think you at least owe it to yourself to get the information. So if you agree, just tell me when you have a pen and paper there, and I'll give you the website.
All right, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Okay, I've got pen and paper.
Good, good. All right, the website address is www.justshowmethemoney.com. And out of role playing, please don't waste your time going to that website, anyone. It doesn't exist. www.justshowmethemoney.com. Tell me when you're finished.
Okay, how'd you spell money?
M-O-N-E-Y.
Okay, I've got that.
And if you're asking me how to spell money, I call just in time. Just kidding, Jimmy. It takes about 30, 45 minutes or so to go through that information, but it is very important. Now, do you think you'll be doing that tonight or perhaps tomorrow morning?
I'll probably go through it tonight, about another hour from now.
In about an hour from now. Okay. Now, out of role play here, I'm just making up times. Okay, well, if you do it about an hour from now, then you'll be done, say, at about 9 o'clock in your time zone. And I've got some free time at 9:10 that I could give you a call while questions are fresh in your mind. And we can just chat a bit to see if this is something you should pursue further or if it's not for you at all. Fair enough?
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Okay. Terrific. Well, then you go to the site in an hour, and I'll follow up with you at 9:10. Thanks, and have a good time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey, now, everyone, please notice four very important things that we accomplished at the end of the call. And these four items always need to be accomplished at the end of each call. And these aren't just my thoughts. These are all the experts' thoughts. First, we established Jimmy's homework task. Jimmy, what's your task?
Go check out the website.
right now. Second, we obtain the confirmation that they will do the task and exactly when they will do it, day and time. So, Jimmy, I think you said you were going to do it in about an hour?
Yes.
All right. Now, third, we got a commitment to the next day and time that we are going to talk, which will happen to be actually the same day. And then fourth, we established what it is that we're going to be talking about. And what we're going to be talking about is whether or not this is something Jimmy should pursue further. Means look into it some more. We didn't say something hard and aggressive like whether or not you should get in and get my address to put money in a FedEx package. We just said looking into it further. It's very, very soft. So again, it's absolutely crucial to get these four items done at the end of each call, because it sets you up for the next call.
Okay, well, I can see how that script can drive people to the website.